Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
They're like, in the next 7 songs, we're going to tell you what Kanye West said on Twitter. It's like, yeah. We can just look.
Let me guess.
Never made it as a wise man. Are we in?
Yeah. What is that?
With
does he
what?
Did he want to be like a wise man of like Jesus? How come there's only 3 wise men for Jesus?
Who
wasn't he like a big deal?
Jesus?
Yeah.
I'd say so.
But only 3 wise men? And they came with frankincense and myrrh? First of all,
you got a close circle, you know what I mean? Myrrh.
Yeah.
Wasn't he on Impractical Jokers?
He was. Do it.
Who was at the table for the Last Supper? Like, do you think that was a hard guest list to get on?
100%.
Like, imagine not getting a plus one of that.
Your
wife's like, oh, sorry, I can't cuss YouTube yet. But imagine you didn't get a plus one. You're like, honey, I would bring you, but like, you know, Jesus and his disciples, it keeps a tight circle.
Oh, right. There you know was I mean? Wives that are like, bruh, can yeah. I go?
Was wow. it only dudes? Worst dinner ever. Actually, best dinner ever.
Best, well,
can you pull a photo of the Last Supper?
All dudes, one Jesus.
All dudes, one Jesus.
What
that sounds
eat?
Like a cover band.
What grapes? Do they eat? Huh?
Grapes.
Just grapes?
Why are grapes getting fed to you like sexual?
Because they're like,
but
they
if a girl feeds me
sexual.
Raisins, I'm pissed.
Yeah. Girl fed me craisins, I'll kick her out.
Craisins. Craisins don't fold like they should. You know, raisins, like, they bundle up. Craisins look like got ran over.
Is a raisin a sleepy grape?
No, a raisin is a fucking gutted out grape. Like, dehumidified.
Yeah.
What is that aging process called?
What
do you like fruit leather?
What did you just say to me?
Fruit leather.
No. You like fruit leather, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a lot?
I don't know if it's there. My mom used to buy a shit for me from Trader Joe's.
Isn't fruit leather just fruit by the foot?
No.
Really?
Fruit leather is like dried.
Yuck. Any dried fruit, I'm out.
You don't like dried mango?
Yuck.
Dried mango is phenomenal.
It's not.
Okay,
a girl likes to eat it all the time. Yucky, yuck.
Dried mango is so good. Then they have like a chili, one with tahine, with a little bit of.
Dude, what's tahine? What's tahine?
Fucking spicy goddamn salt.
Is it?
I don't know. It's got a lot of mixtures in it.
Bro,
so good. Did you ever have the Mexican candy growing up? The Lucas, the ones with like the hair that pushed through.
What?
No.
Nah.
Dude, those went hard. Can you? We have a lot of things for Gabe to pull up. Gabe's on weather delay.
Okay, here we go.
We're
here
going
we go.
Back
here
to
go.
The table. Oh, here we they go. Got hose there.
Where?
What, look at her.
Damn, hold
old
up.
Man River's trying to put a word in. He's like, I got a boat outside.
Hold on. First of all, they're all looking at her breasts. Look at this.
So
every
nobody,
single one. Who is that? Is that Mary Magdalene? Mary Magdalene was a prostitute.
What do we? Whoa.
What's that guy's
that guy
neck?
What's that guy to the right of Jesus with a finger? What's he doing?
He just put in Jesus' ass. And he's looking at it. It's like, is this a miracle?
Well, what's happening? Somebody's mad over here.
Everyone's
pointing,
upset.
Like, this motherfucker. What if this was a candid photo? They're like, all right, everybody, act fun, goofy. And they're like, ah. Pointing each other out.
I mean,
a lot
dude,
of toes, a lot of sandals.
Oh, here we go.
What is this called? The Last Supper?
Yeah.
What was the last?
That's what I'm asking. What was the Last Supper? Was it like ribs? Or was it just like a piece of salmon that he had to fucking.
Well, what were they deciding? Like, why was it the last one?
It was the Last Supper right before he RIP'd.
No way.
Yeah, before they nailed him up.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Could you imagine your Last Supper before you get nailed up?
Dude, nailed up
would
be crazy.
Everyone.
You know what's terrible? Is I gave up on awesome, by the way, or awful. Is he had to carry the thing that they nailed him up with.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Walking your own guillotine up the stairs.
That's what I mean. You finna get electrocuted and there's like, oh, can you carry this chair up the stairs? You do it. I don't want to do that. Nailed up is crazy.
Did they say what was on the menu? What was the ratio? The ratio wasn't good. If that's my Last Supper, I'm pissed. Get every guy out there.
I just want nothing but hoes.
Yeah, but then you're in the middle of a bite and it's like, oh, wait, let me take a snap of that chicken breast. Like, oh, God.
I do
Bring
wonder.
Out Moses.
I do wonder what was at the Last Supper. Like, did he, was it like
Wings?
Waffles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's essentially like death row meal, right?
Yeah. Or was he just getting the regular shit they had where did they live?
Did Jesus
Bethlehem?
And Moses? Bethlehem, yeah. Pennsylvania.
I don't think. Oh, I'm going to be there. I don't think that when he had the Last Supper, they were still in Bethlehem. I think he got out of his hometown.
Yeah, I do think he.
Where was the cross?
It was like Samaria or something.
They were eating bread and wine, his body and his blood. Is that what he says?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Body and the blood of
Christ.
He was getting
his body ate.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
Come on now.
Where was the cross besides everywhere and in our hearts?
No, but that's what I mean. What city?
What city? Where's it? It was that's got to be like a land.
It was Romans.
Dude, you know what I saw? I love tourist attractions. They're so dumb. When I was in Key West, they had a rock that said the southernmost point of the U.S. line to take a photo. It's a rock.
It was outside of Jerusalem at Golgotha.
Golgotha?
Yeah. They have to have it marked off, right? Like, that's got to be in the that's got to be like Mona Lisa levels.
Oh, where the Golgotha is?
Yeah, like where the cross was. That's got to be holy AF.
Oh, yeah. They have like little pieces of the cross that you can buy on a keychain. Well, not a keychain. What is it called? Necklace.
Necklace?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can go there and visit.
Yeah.
It's got to be the most holy place ever.
Yeah, it's one of the most important places in Christianity.
That's where it was?
Yeah.
That's the motherland.
It's a great view.
It's honestly like, do you think he had that thought when he was out there? He's like, man, that's a nice-ass view.
I think he was like, man, my dad done good. Because his dad was God, or is God.
Yeah.
But isn't he also?
I think he's like part of God. Mm. But he's God's son.
As are we all.
Yeah, God is everywhere. God is in us. God is outside of us. It's a beautiful thought.
This is the most holy you've ever been. What happened? Did you come recently?
Last night.
There you go.
I got it all out last night.
That'll do it.
Emptied it out.
Okay.
I had a big gush.
Ew.
No, not ew.
Yeah,
fun.
No, I'm ew.
Any extracurricular activities? Any toys, vibrators, Roku remotes?
No.
Did she choke you up a little bit?
No. I gotta do that.
Do what? Get pegged?
We had a conversation this morning. Well, yes.
This morning.
Yeah, we had a conversation this morning about the butt plugs.
What time?
10:30.
Is that why you were late today?
No.
Wait, you're...
I was like, I fucking worked out, dog.
Couldn't tell. So what...
Aww.
I'm kidding. What is the... How did that get brought up? You were just eating waffles, but man...
Waffles sounds so good. No, I kind of just brought up... it's because the butt plug, the learning kit... What's it called?
Learning kit?
Yeah, which...
Training kit,
yeah. Small one, medium one, big one, which we haven't even opened yet. I was getting something out
what
of
are you
the...
saving it for? 4th of July? I'll but show you some fireworks.
It's in like a closet that I don't open.
Well, once you open up that closet, you ain't coming out.
Yeah,
there it is.
Sorry. But yeah, I brought it up and I was like, maybe this is you know, something that we should figure out. Yeah, is this going to be mine or is this my gift or your gift? Listen, man, we got to drum up some content to talk about on this fucking show.
Yeah, I hear you. It could be a joint custody butt plug.
Yeah. But there's three butt plugs.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like Goldilocks, but for ass play. I mean, funny joke that no one laughed at.
Never made it as a wise man.
Did you guys go through a Nickelback phase? Like
no, but now I am. Okay. I think I'm coming around late. Creed, Nickelback, all those. Dude, you know what the best song is? And it's not one of those bands, but it should be. But it sounds like it's from the same people. What is it? He's like, because my girl's in... the next room.
Lips of an Angel.
Yes. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Dude, wish it was you.
Yeah. You've never heard the song?
It's so funny.
The lyrics are insane.
They're insane.
He's like, what is he? He goes, my girl's in the next room. Sometimes I wish it was you. And he's on the phone with her.
Hinder, yeah.
It's pretty good to hear your voice and say my name. And the girl's just in the kitchen being like, I love my boyfriend. And he's just like, I hear your voice. Sounds so sweet.
This is coming
from the lips of an angel.
A really interesting era, just like hard rock music was like the cool shit. Remember Puddle of Mud?
I do
P-O-D.
Remember that.
He fucking hates me,
that
song?
Puddle
he fucking
of
hates
puddle.
Me.
Nope.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Offspring.
Offspring.
I remember Offspring.
Uh-huh. What were the other ones that you really had? What genre was that? Early 2000s rock? The music videos
were
hilarious.
Was it like just grunge rock? Wasn't it called that shit?
No, grunge was like more like Nirvana 90s. This was just like, well, there was the Christian side of it, which was Creed and POD and those guys. And then there was more like the kind of bad boy southern shit like Puddle of Mud. I feel like Hinder kind of falls into that. Hoobastank, you remember that?
Hoobastank.
But Hoobastank yeah. wasn't like hardcore,
was it? The Reason? Was that the Reason?
Yeah, I think that's
that
right.
The biggest song?
I thought Hoobastank was, isn't Hoobastank in the same genre as Hootie and the Blowfish?
No.
No.
Hoobastank. Really? Hoobastank's a little Sum 41-ish, Yellow Card-ish, maybe.
Yeah, Three Doors
Hoobastank
Down.
Sounds like, what do you call a... All right, bad pussy. No, nope. Anybody?
Bad pussy. Hoobastank?
That shit, Hoobastank.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nobody's on board.
I'm on board. I just said yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck this podcast.
But Linkin Park, I think, was pinnacle of this era.
Oh, I loved Linkin Park.
This is gonna age me, but I remember hearing Linkin Park for the first time on the radio, like in the car with my dad on the way to school, and not knowing what it was, and getting so excited about it that when I got home, I didn't even know the band name. I went into the garage. I put on the K-Rock on the radio, and I put in a cassette tape, and I waited for them to play that song so I could record it and I could listen to it again.
And did...
This is 1988, you know?
Did they...
They played it.
They did?
Yeah. And then I think they said the name, and then I didn't actually...
Working at a radio has got to be so goddamn easy. The world is like, yo, these are the 7 hit songs right now. And they're like, cool, let me just loop the fuck out of these. And then the guy comes on, he's like, all right, we are giving away some crazy raffle tickets to an RV car convention this weekend.
RV car?
Dude, the shit they give out. Like, how they hold tension is, they're like, in the next 7 songs, we're going to tell you what Kanye West said on Twitter. And it's like, yeah. We can just look.
Let me guess. They do give away weird stuff, though.
They do. And
on the next segment, we're giving away a live beehive. Who the fuck was
the intern's
that?
Chamomile coffee tea bag next.
Goddamn. Michael Blaus and I are going to be yelling about feet. Where? August 2nd, guys. I'm going to be in Palm Springs, California. There's a few tickets left. August 9th, New York City makeup date. August 23rd, Gary, Indiana. Those tickets are going, guys.
Murder
August
24th.
There you go. It is. I'm kind of nervous. August 24th, I'll be in Richmond, Virginia. New date, Richmond, Virginia, August 24th. Those tickets are going too. September 6th through the 7th, I'll be in Louisville, Kentucky. So excited about that. And the UK tour starts. I'll just go through it. So September 18th, Glasgow. September 19th, Dublin. September 20th, London. September 21st, Belfast. September 22nd, Manchester. September 27th to the 29th, I'll be in Miami. October 11th to the 13th, I'll be in Irvine, California. October 17th, I'll be in Toronto. And many, many more dates on my calendar. Guys, go to blogcomedy.com. That is blogcomedy.com. Mr. Wallace, where are you going to be, dude?
Oh, God.
Let him know.
When does this come out? Portland, Oregon, sold out. Let's fucking go. Woo! Lexington, Kentucky, you're next on the map. Tickets are low. That is August 15th through the 17th. Nashville, Tennessee, tickets are low. August 29th through August 31st, Nashville, Tennessee. Tampa, Florida, September 20th through September 22nd. Tempe, Arizona, October 11th through the 3rd.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's July right now. If it's September, too late. You have this month in August to get your shit together.
Yeah. So go to LumiGummies.com and use code SOCKS50 at checkout for a free jar of gummies. That is right. Free jar of gummies for a limited time. Again, that's LumiGummies.com and use code SOCKS50.
Goddamn. But they also, they're so bad at holding retention. They're like, we're going to tell you what this crazy Taylor Swift moment happened. It's like, yeah, the moment happened 7 years ago.
Yeah. We have the internet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and they don't update the playlist. Like, if you listen to K-Rock at any given time, like LA's rock radio station, it'll either be playing a Foo Fighters song from 2008 or it'll be playing Sublime.
Bro, Jack FM, really? Do you know them?
Yeah.
My mom and dad used to listen to that all the time. It's not a real radio DJ.
Yeah.
It was literally the first, like, the Spotify, like, DJ. Like, it's AI. It's not AI, but it's like, they just pre-record a guy being like, and this next one, who really think you're going to like? And it's just no radio. There's no real DJ. They just plug.
It's so great to me.
Yeah.
Because someone's bagging out off doing nothing.
Yeah.
Makes me so happy.
What about Jack FM? Like, they yawning. Sick, dude. Great. Anyways.
But why? What is that fucking voice? Next, John.
Right. But also, what is that YouTube voice?
Just say,
what's up, guys? Today we're gonna be like there's this inflection that like you. Need
I mean,
to,
I guess it does hold retention. There's something about it that people will like keep listening to.
Welcome back to radio. When I think radio voice, I think that, or I think like the smooth jazz. Welcome back to 108. The dick suck. Welcome back to slow jams with me.
I'm telling
Key
you, bro,
West Wayne.
That was my shit.
My dong out.
That was my shit. When I was a kid,
that
bro,
would be fun.
That's all I would fucking listen to.
Those radio DJs I respect and I love. I think that would be cool. But the guys that are on the pop station, that's got to be tough. Because you're just like, Ariana Grande is on another one. Welcome back to Tell Me Why You Calling Me. I don't know. They just play the same songs. And they're very late. Like in a year, they're going to be like, this Drake and Kendrick beef is absolutely heating up. But that's why they're not like us. They're not like us. All right, back to you and set.
As soon as something hits ESPN, it's over.
ESPN?
ESPN. And so, yeah, because, dude, I was listening to fucking Bill Simmons' podcast. Shout out to him. Yeah, yeah.
Not an ad.
Not an ad at all. But he brought up, like, the Kendrick and Drake beef, and I'm like, well, this is over. If it makes it to a 53-year-old white man that all that talks about fucking sports, it's over. No disrespect to him. I think he's fucking awesome. But it's like, it's been over. Like, for like a month, it's been over.
Yeah. I think a good gauge on that is when Facebook gets a hold of things.
Yeah.
Like, Facebook was talking about Hawk to a, like, within 3 days. I was like, this is gonna die out pretty quickly.
Where do you think it's at right now? It's over.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Because people keep making, like, fake accounts. And nobody really knows what account is hers. So it's like, it's hard for her to grow her thing.
Does she have an account?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Hopefully she has an account to a certain website.
I think she just got a Twitter, actually. Unless I'm following a fake one.
You're following it?
Hell yeah.
Can we call it Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. X, yeah.
Yeah, like,
sorry,
can we call Twitter? I mean, I'm literally asking.
I don't know.
Because I, like, when someone says, have you checked X? I'm like, what's even happening? What is that? Say Twitter. But that's going to be some shit that we're like, oh, Twitter, and all our kids are like, it's X, you fucking old fuck.
I think they'll say that regardless.
That's totally
like
true.
Literally anything. Is this the official?
It looks like it.
We got the link tree in the bio. Do me a favor.
L's,
click
no
it.
Way. There's no way.
There's no way.
But that one has 388K. Oh, wait. What?
I don't think this is really her. Why would it be two L's in official, you know?
Because somebody took the other one?
Yeah. She doesn't have like a crazy name. I mean, I'm sorry. She does. You know what I mean? So someone could have taken it.
Multiple grid posts with Shaq is kind of a flex.
I mean, dude, if Shaq wanted to meet me, I'd have the entire thing would be full of Shaq.
Yeah.
Does that video say like, hey, this is my account?
Yeah. This has happened. Number one, I got over my stage fright. I sang in front of 80,000 people with Zach Bryan the other night, and I cannot sing for but I did it anyway. Number two, I quit my job at the Spring Factory, and so I don't have to eat Taco Bell all the time, but I'm still going to...
Spring Factory?
What
good
is
for
that?
Her, man.
No,
Google Spring Factory.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, I don't know, you know.
Dude, if I worked
at... I used to work at a summer factory.
Dude, a Spring Factory is crazy. Imagine that's your coworker. I would be banged up. Spring. You get it.
Yeah, they'd just be making springs.
But dude, you know what blows my mind? I was thinking about this at the airport. Everywhere has a company and a CEO. I was looking at a urinal, and it was like some weird brand I never heard of. I go, that guy is making millions off this. There's a guy getting throated in the Hamptons right now who invented, I don't know, a door handle.
Yeah, that's insane.
What are we doing comedy?
I don't know, but there's some dude that makes Phillips head screwdrivers.
And he's getting a lot of
off
Phillips
in Malibu.
Head.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like more random shit. Like the mats you pee on in a urinal.
Yep.
That guy's bagged out somewhere.
Yeah.
That guy somewhere has like a 22-year-old wife. He's 67. He's got a Bugatti and kids he doesn't talk to.
Why do people hate that? Why do people hate that?
So jealous?
Probably.
Well, he probably hates it too.
He don't love it.
He walks in the kitchen. He's like 67. He's like, my bones hurt. And she's like, you're so fucking old. When you die, I'm going to take your McLaren.
It's crazy. When I'm 24, you're going to be 81.
When I'm 30, you're going to be dead. That's so slay.
When you were in high school, I was still in my mom's egg.
That's crazy.
My mom wasn't even born yet. That's wild.
Oh my God. They every day in Los Angeles, you look around, there's just an 8-year-old man, and then what's going on here?
I'll tell you what it is. It's a business proposal. I'm 80. I have $9 million. I'm a young lady. I have, youth and effervescence running through my body.
Effervescence?
And I can help
you. What song do they sing?
I don't matter, pump man feeling.
Wake me up. Wake me up. Can't wake up.
Welcome back to K98 Suck My Cock on Tuesdays.
Yeah, we're going live now to a TikTok event. TikTok.
TikTok.
I always thought it was a clock. Fuck. Where is it?
Dude, how do you not know where it's
I don't know. I got to label these. I'm just saying, dude, how funny would it be if a guy just go, we're giving away free tickets to the rodeo this Saturday. It's going to be a wild ride. Dead silent. I said it's going to be a wild ride. I said it's going to be a wild. And then the airwaves are just silent.
And then like an assistant manager comes in. Hi guys. Oh God, Brent.
And then you just hear it's Dead Slime. He goes, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. I am when I'm buying winner. And then it cuts back. Oh my God, get a medic. Get a medic. Because baby, you're falling in love. I'm sweating.
Holy fuck, it's hot in here.
I'm sweating.
Oh, what a funny proposition.
Speaking of proposition, you have one for us?
Yeah. Do you guys want to do a draft?
Yeah.
We've got a draft ready. We're going to do a...
What about a final draft?
This could be the final draft. This is the most final important...
Draft? Final draft? Like written final draft? Draft?
Final paper. Draft. Paper. Write the letters. Scripts.
What were the terms for getting drafted for the war back in the day?
I'm pissed.
Yeah, I think it's literally just able-bodied.
Did it just show up in your mail?
Oh, you mean like... How did you know?
Well, this is wild because my mom told me this. That you find out on TV.
That's kind of tight.
Yeah, you can watch it on YouTube. There's like old videos of
it. Yeah, like the name. Am I wrong? The names come up on TV.
Right. It's like the NBA draft.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well.
Oof.
God damn it. Yeah. I would be like, man, there's got to be another guy named Trevor Wallace. There has to be.
You know what I would do? I would go to Canada. I know it's very un-American. People might hate that.
Yeah.
But I'm not good at war.
How do you know? You've never done it.
I'm not good at the card game war.
Why are you so buff if it's not to fight for your country?
Excuse me?
Why are you so buff if it's not to fight for your country?
It's Damn, but I'm not.
I'm not buff to shoot a gun. What? You know? I'm buff to lick a cootie.
What?
I'm buff to like walk around the beach and people go, oh, good bod.
Yeah, give him a gun.
But no. I don't want to.
But here's the thing. I held a gun and my shoulder got tired.
Yeah.
Yours wouldn't.
It would eventually.
Mm.
Isn't that funny? That's like, dude, anything, you could hold something that's 4 pounds. And eventually, it's going to get heavy.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Call of Duty makes it look so easy. These guys are sprinting, backpacks full of weights.
Yeah.
And then real life, like, man, this dude, when I played paintball over the pandemic for the first time in like a decade, I ran for maybe 5 seconds winded.
Yeah.
And I have some paintballs on my back and a gun.
But isn't in shape hilarious? Like, you're out of shape, right?
You're either in shape or you're not in shape.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, you're out of shape, right? You're like, you play one game of basketball and you're like out of shape, you're fucking winded. Then you just play for 2 months straight and then your body's like, oh, we can do this now.
Tolerance.
But what the fuck is that?
Building
your
up.
Body gets used to running a lot?
I guess.
Why can't it just exist running a lot?
Think about sex.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Get it? I will tell you, go to bluechew.com, use promo code SOCKS, and receive your first month free. You didn't mishear me, guys. Your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details, important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at bluechew.com. And so do we. We want you to fuck better.
Goddamn.
What is this?
We're going to draft the best candies. So we can see our options here, you know?
Can you go a little wider? Do you think the first person that said that's what she said floored a room?
Yeah. Dude, that's what she said? I mean, dude, for years.
That, you know what pisses me off? It's like that'll never go out of style. Like some bro who sells cars at Honda's. At Honda's? Somewhere in Knoxville, Tennessee is jacked out, roided out. And somebody was like, man, today, this sucks. And he's like, that's what she said. And then Thaddeus, his other coworker, is like, yeah, fucking, that was tight.
Yeah, they suck each other's cocks.
I don't know. It's just like those dumb jokes. You're like, okay, all right. Like when that gets too big of laughter, okay.
Well, the jokes that exist by the millions on a day-to-day basis, for some reason, don't go out of style. The waiter that comes up and your foods, you ate all your food, and then the waiter goes, whoa, I guess you didn't like it.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, I did like it. You fucking moron. You fucking moron. I ate it all. Of course I liked it. This joke doesn't make any sense.
There's something to say that you should just go, I don't get it. Oh, because, well, you ate it all. So, like, you clearly liked it. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. Do you want a tip or not? Explain.
And I had to look at them and go, 17%. They go, what? I go, 16%.
The earliest
dude, if you count down a tip, it's hilarious.
Funny. It'd be funny if you take a bite and then as you're chewing, you look at the waiter, 14%. What are you saying?
The earliest documented case of the phrase was in 1975 on Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
From Chevy Chase.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, he has no credit for that.
No. On the Weekend Update. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Wow, that probably fucking crushed.
Did Chevy Chase host Weekend Update? Like, was that his?
I think that was his thing, yeah.
Okay. When was Weekend? Are you guys big SNL people? Did you grow up watching SNL?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
My parents watch a lot of it.
Really? That's not how you guys liked comedy?
I'd watch it if my parents were watching. My parents love it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Lonely Island.
My house didn't do. My house didn't do. Didn't do comedy, but like, my mom. No one like listened to like stand up, and no one was like, oh, my mom loves SNL, but like we weren't like, oh, SNL's on.
Yeah.
My house was not full of that at all.
So what was your first like, oh, this is my, like, I fucking love this.
Just like being stupid with my friends and making people laugh. But
what about in terms TV of
like
side?
A, yeah. Or like a comic, like something you saw on TV that's like, oh, I could do that kind of thing.
Like stand-up or just comedy?
Both.
Yeah, I guess either. I know you love Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like Ace Ventura, but I didn't watch Ace Ventura like, oh, I can't wait to do that. Okay. I just remember doing like scenes from Ace Ventura and people dying laughing and being like, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I wasn't like, oh, I was watching fucking Kobe and being like, oh, I want to do that. Like,
yeah.
And then go outside and shooting.
Do we want to do this draft?
Draft.
Let's do it. All right, guys, this is the ranking the best candies ever draft. We're going to do a wheel spin to see the order.
Spin it.
And this can be chocolates.
It's going to be
Gabe.
Someone guess. It's going to be Gabe.
This can be chocolates too.
Me, bitch, I'm in the lead.
Uh-oh,
Trevor.
Uh-oh,
uh-oh, oh, looks uh-oh, like I'm going to the draft. I'm in the draft. What's up?
We have a winner, Trevor.
We have a winner, Trevor. Always a winner.
So should we just go?
How are you talking like fucking Trevor?
Rather than spinning it three more times, should we just go clockwise from there?
Yeah. Always a winner.
Okay. So the order is going to be Trevor, Gabe, Jack, Michael.
God damn.
Are we
Jack gets a say in this?
Are we going to do?
It's a snack draft too. Or sorry, snake draft.
Snake draft? What does that mean?
So
I don't know what that means.
Two picks.
What?
Wait,
what does it mean?
So it'll go like, you'll go first, then I'll go, then Jack will go, then Michael will go, then Michael will go again.
And we can only pick one?
Whatever comes to your head. Yeah.
But once I pick it, nobody else can pick it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, do we have to stay in the?
No, it can be whatever.
Oh, okay.
That's just options.
Wow. Hold on. There's no way I'm going to remember this.
No, you're going to slide them over. All right, I'm first. So once I pick something, nobody else can pick it?
Right,
correct.
Good. Scroll to my right. Skip to my Lou. First one out of the gate. I'm going to take this. You know, this candy, I think, probably played at a really small, shitty university, but they balled hard. At like Marquette or something. Hershey's White Chocolate Oreos Cookies and Cream.
Oh, wow.
For round one?
Round one. Because
one, pick one. That's what you're going with.
Yeah. Do you not fucking hear me?
Okay, but this is interesting because you've never done a draft before, right? It seems like because what's happening now is was this even over here?
No.
So I don't think anyone was going to pick that. You could have snuck that in round five, probably.
Yeah, listen. Okay, no, you guys have your own teams. I don't know where you're yelling at me.
Okay, well, I'm gonna take Sour Skittles since it's still available. It should be available.
Sour Skittles is, that's what I was going to do, but you fucking NPCs, I knew you were gonna take it.
You understand?
No, because I was like, what are the normies in this room gonna pick?
Oh, okay, I understand.
Yeah, you have fun with those Sour Skittles. It ruins your tongue.
It does.
Afterwards, it feels like you went down on a lithium battery.
Yeah.
Nothing?
All right, Jack, you're up.
All right, I'm going classic. Every Halloween, I would eat 6,000 of these Twix.
Twix is your first round?
Twix, caramel.
Jesus Christ.
Perfect.
Jesus.
It's the perfect. So are we just going candy or snacks in general?
What? Candy.
Just
candy. So chocolates and whatever you get in Halloween.
All right. I mean, you guys are all stupid as shit.
He's going to do like Payday or some dumb shit.
Your paydays are actually not good. No, paydays are good. You guys are crazy. Reese's peanut butter cups, the normal ones.
Original?
Yeah.
Yeah. Solid.
See, but that's a round two pick.
Well, but here's the thing. No, sir. Michael's got.
But I have one more pick.
Wait, why didn't I go?
Well, it's a snake draft.
It's a snake draft.
think about a snake. Like, it'll go. Because he went last, now he goes
first.
Okay,
I get it. Yeah, all right. Fucking dumb.
Slide over, please. I'm going to go with, I think everyone's going to hate this choice, but I'm going to go Snickers.
No, that's great. That's
a great one. I absolutely love Snickers.
Bro's got the most rigged up NPC lineup I've ever seen. Reese's, Snickers, robot.
Do you understand what a draft is?
No. Wait, we're just picking our favorites, right?
Yeah.
But you're trying to also beat that other people.
But like,
yeah, but if you like it, that's all that matters.
Yeah, but you're gonna put your squad on the internet and everyone's like, what in the fuck is this?
No, they're not. All right, Jack, go.
All right. My second pick is Nerd Rope.
That's a crazy
fucking
pick.
It combines the rope and the perfect nerd candy in the world.
Yeah, we know what a nerd's rope is, man.
That gooey candy is the best.
No, I do love those. That's a sneaky.
That's
good
an
pick.
Insane second pick.
All right, I'm really struggling on this second pick because there's two really good options left on the board, and this one might be a little controversial. I'm going Reese's Take Five as okay. Reese's.
Wow.
Here's the thing.
Wow.
Reese's.
Wow. That's a man who grew up in the Inland Empire.
Yeah. Reese's has so many different variants. Most of them are fine.
Yeah.
Reese's Take Five is the only Reese's variant that I would take over an original Reese's.
Okay, well, I'm gonna rain on everybody's parade here. You scared me for a second. I thought you were gonna take my beloved, and I really was gonna be pissed off. Reese's Pieces, throw that bitch up there. That's a number two.
There you go.
That's a spicy great little slut. That's a point guard right there.
That's a great pick. I can't believe you picked Take Five.
Yeah, Take Five is abnormal.
I mean, you need to take your own life. That's fucking horrible.
All right, Trevor, you have another pick.
Oh, snake time. Oh.
Dude, you're going to pick like Werther's Original or some fucking crazy pick.
No. This one will. Oh my fucking God.
If you pick Crunch Bars, I'm going to kill myself.
Well, you should do it anyways. No, please don't. I can't even believe nobody's taking this. I'm actually mad. I'm actually mad that I didn't take it, but I'm happy.
Sweetest Fish, dude.
I'm happy it's still there.
Go ahead.
This is a gem. This is a diamond in the rough, dare I say. Sour Patch, watermelon.
No.
Sour Patch, watermelon.
That's a great.
Those are the best movie theater candy. Yep. Those make my mouth fucking whopped up. Those are so goddamn
great,
good. I'm salivating right now.
That's a great pick.
Great pick.
Go ahead.
The best lineup for sure, by far.
For my third round, I'm going to go with Blue Jolly Ranchers.
Okay, safe play. Missionary
I mean,
of candy.
Really safe play.
Safe play.
Well, you know, I'm going for the populist vote. You know what I mean? I want to make sure that my picks are...
No, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Don't appease the people.
But here's the thing, though. If you start thinking about this like a team, you already have a player that's very similar to that. You have Sour Skittles.
Oh, no. I think that they take up a much different space in the candy ecosystem. Yeah, Jolly Rancher is more of a...
It's a longevity.
Yes.
Yeah, suck down. They can play... how many games? How many minutes are in basketball? 48?
Yep.
They can play for 42.
Yeah.
All right. My third pick, I'm going chocolate-covered cookie dough.
Where's that on there?
It's my brain. It's elite when it's mixed with popcorn. Best candy to mix with popcorn.
What is that? What is it called?
I don't know. I've had that movie.
It is really good.
Chocolate-covered, what did you say?
Cookie dough.
Chocolate-covered.
They have it at movie theaters. It is really good.
I think I can picture the box.
It's like a blue box.
I've never seen this.
Cookie dough bites. Yeah, those are pretty good. Really good frozen.
Do you think that cookie dough is cooked?
No. Actually,
but isn't
I don't know.
It bad to eat raw cookie dough?
Yeah.
Because it has eggs in it.
I don't know how they get around it.
It's not.
I mean, they say it. I don't know if it's true or not.
It has like the texture of like a chewy
Chips Ahoy.
It's like not. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. You know, you ever guys ever seen? There we go. You ever seen Rocky the movie? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you haven't seen it. So he has a scene there where he's training and he's eating raw eggs.
Yeah. Okay. He used to copy that.
My whole thing.
You
is,
did?
Yeah. You
can I just ask a question?
Mm-hmm. Philly idiot.
Cook it. Like cook it.
Yeah.
It takes 4 seconds.
I had a buddy that in college. It's very bizarre.
But it's like, oh, look how cool I'm eating a raw egg. Bitch, it takes, I'm not shitting you, a minute and a half to cook an egg.
But I think it's more just like the alpha. Like, yeah. Does it have more benefits?
I was gonna ask. Is there a difference? I don't know. It looks
when I was
like
on my workout shit.
Feral.
Yeah, it's foul. In college, I used to mix whey protein powder with egg whites.
Yeah,
and just throw it in a blender. And I was, now I'm looking back and I'm like, local. And it was like high as fucking protein, but you're like,
so the egg whites are high in protein? I thought the yellow was.
I don't know it's less sodium. The orange, the yolk is the sodium dot point. I don't know. I would do anything.
I thought it was cholesterol. I thought the yellow was the cholesterol part.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of, it doesn't seem like it really does much except it's faster. But, no, but like you said, by like,
of it just on. Okay, yeah. All right.
Bodybuilders will just like crack them, throw them into a smoothie.
But that's
it.
What I remember. My mom would yell at me for eating cookie dough. She'd make cookies. I'd run in, sneak a little key bump, and she'd be like, it's going to give you salmonella. And now bodybuilders are just throwing back raw eggs. So what's the middle ground?
Michael, you're up. Round three.
I'm up. Okay. I'm going round three.
And remember, you can go off script here too. You don't need to choose.
Right. I am going to go with, you know what's not on here? Just to round my team out, I'm gonna go Gushers.
Wow. Okay.
That counts.
I think so. Yeah, because Gushers.
Oh, that doesn't
now,
count.
No, I think it's Gushers do. They sell them like in the candy section at like a 7-Eleven. You can get Gushers where you can get Skittles.
All right, I'll let it slide.
That's close. Word? That's close though. That's on the border close? Snack. Because to me, it's more like a fruit snack, but it's close.
But wouldn't a fruit snack be?
Fruit snacks are just candy that's marketed as snack. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that right. parents will buy them.
Yeah. I will take. Yeah. I'll
are we
they're
sure?
Just, they're just bigger than candy. You know, they're like a glob. Yeah. They're good.
My motherfucker's eating rope.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
That's a great choice.
Cool. So, Michael, you have another pick here.
Oh, snake time, bitch.
have you ever done a drop before?
let's see. Dude. Okay, I'm just trying to make my team well rounded is what I'm trying to do here. So I'm gonna go with Frick. I'm gonna go. What are those top two? Can you zoom in a bit?
Three Musketeers.
Oh, bitch. This is people are gonna yell at me for this. I think I'm gonna go Butterfinger.
Damn.
Yeah. I love Butterfinger. Dude, when I think about Butterfinger,
What is that flavor?
I don't know.
It's like Heath Bar-ish. It's really good, though.
What's a Heath Bar?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
BetterHelp.com/socks today and get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp.com/socks. Go find some happiness, guys. It's
do
2024.
It. Happiness. Or last you, part of it, penis. And or, if that's what finds you happiness, there you go.
Yeah.
Or BetterHelp.com.
Yeah. Find happiness or you're going to end up in, you know, Pennsylvania on top of a roof. Goddamn. You know what ice cream place I went to recently that everyone fucking jerks off to? And I honestly did something crazy.
It's on Straw.
Yeah.
It sucked or you liked it?
Sucked.
Really? What'd you get?
I went to Salt and Straw.
Popular overpriced LA spot.
Yeah.
It's actually in a lot of cities now.
It was crap.
What did you get? Knowing you got some fucking bologna and cheese.
No.
Gorgonzola bean.
I got coffee ice cream.
Okay.
Okay. Crap. Because it was coffee ice cream that had some shit in it.
Did you try it before you got it?
No. I ain't no bitch. I'm an alpha male.
What
you pick, you get.
What'd the lady get?
She got like some strawberry shortcakey thing.
Dude, because they have a lavender there. It'll knock
lavender.
The cock off. Dude, lavender, and then they have a salted.
I'm not in the spa.
Yeah, but your body could be. They have a lavender one, and they have a salted caramel one.
Maybe the salted caramel I should have got.
Phenomenal.
Bro, but I got, hold on, just hear me out. This is the crazy thing I've ever
Folgers.
Done.
How'd you think
this
it was
is the crazy thing I've ever, funny as fuck. So I got that. I tasted two bites, and I'm like, bro, I hate this. And I walked back in, I'm a big vanilla guy. Everyone yell at me, but I love just a vanilla ice cream, all right? So I went back in there. I was like, Michael, you messed up because you didn't try it. Just pay for another one, right? So I was like, hey, can I grab some vanilla? Got a scoop of vanilla. I was like, this is going to be great. Walked outside with two. I have two now. Coffee, that's garbage.
Throw
and
away.
Vanilla. Tried the vanilla. Trash.
Well,
how do you fuck
up? Well, I could have told you vanilla was trash in general.
Vanilla. It was, no, dude, it was
well, their
bad.
Specialty is like crazy fun shit, and you're getting vanilla.
Well, I got,
you know?
I tried to be a fun guy, and it was awful.
Like jerking you off with her elbow, and you're like, oh, I'll just take a kiss on the lips, please.
Well, dude, if she's jerking off, yeah. I don't know. But I ended up throwing both of them away.
Both?
Yep.
Why don't you mix it? Make a latte.
I mean, I don't know, dude. I was like offended. I was offended.
Did you try hers?
How the fuck do you call yourself a guy? Yeah, hers was fine. How do you call yourself an ice cream place and not have good ice cream? How do you ice cream?
Because you got basic shit at a complex spot.
But I don't like complex shit. I don't like walking in and being like, oh, do you have a Timberland boot with a fucking side of it? It's cinnamon.
Then don't go there.
You're right. I'm never going again.
No.
Look how cool my spot is. Shut the fuck up and give me regular ice cream. What are we at, a carnival? Give me fucking ice cream. Like, it's not that hard. Give me coffee ice cream. Oh, I'm sorry, we have sprinkles of toffee. Go fuck yourself and give me coffee ice cream.
Bro, just go to like Thrifty's ice cream or Rite Aid.
I should have.
No, go to Salt and Straw.
No,
I'll pay for
it. I'm never going
again. I'll pay for it.
It's like, yeah, it's also $1 billion.
Yeah, it's expensive. I'll pay for your next one.
What would you get from me?
Salted caramel is phenomenal. Or get a couple sprinkles. The vanilla, the lavender one is like, it's heat. It's like nothing you ever put in your mouth before.
You
put some things in your
mouth. I have. I would try it for you, but I would give you a fair warning that every lavender anything I've tasted is terrible. It all tastes like my grandma.
anything
lavender, I eat and I go, that's my grandma. Yeah.
You try licking it?
Yeah.
What's your favorite scent in the world? Mine's lavender. I'm Trevor. Nice
gasoline.
To meet you.
Michael.
What's your favorite
my
scent?
My favorite scent for like a scent or like any scent?
I don't know. Like, I just love the smell of lavender.
Oh, I love the smell of lavender, too. Like, love it. But you know where I'm going to go? I like lemongrass. I'm a big lemongrass
guy. That says everything I need to know about you. I wish you told me that in the first episode. I wouldn't have continued doing this podcast.
The wet lemongrass. Dream wouldn't have been the deal breaker. It would have been the lemongrass.
Lemongrass. Now, lemongrass is... Because I used to have lemongrass essential oils and put it in the room.
Me too.
I'd walk in, I'd be like...
Oh, really? No, I love it.
Somebody was nutting lemon pledge.
I love it. I love it. And you know what also I love? I go half lemongrass, half eucalyptus.
That's crazy.
Dog, eucalyptus crazy. Makes me feel like I'm in a fucking 5-star spa.
Eucalyptus is awesome.
Awesome.
It smells so good.
Oh!
Hot women put eucalyptus in the showers.
Oh, yeah!
Do you do that?
No, I should.
You could.
Dude, there's like bath things that you can put in there. In
bath
the
bombs?
I don't know what they're called. Put them in there and then a shower hits it and it becomes
a
spa.
This is a classic guy who wouldn't like advanced ice cream.
Yeah. Advanced ice cream is crazy. Make it fucking regular Are you kidding me? What's in there? What the fuck are you doing? Oh, good. There's a fucking a shoestring in there. Bitch, make a regular ice cream. Oh, look, it's got Bluetooth. Fuck you.
But like, that's like, you but you get what you're doing?
What?
You're going to a luxury spot looking for basic shit. That's like going to like a Korean steakhouse and you're like, chicken fingers.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what about our new age chicken fingers? Like, no, Tyson nuggets.
Give me them dinosaur things.
That's, I'm going to go out and listen. I know I'm not you. You're wrong. The jury has spoken.
So let's go to that fucking salt.
Ice cream dates. Ice cream dates I love.
Ice cream dates.
Because even
so
if the date sucks, you still get ice cream.
Yeah, but that was the, like, I love the date. I'm
saying for myself, like, if I go on a date and I'm like, we're trying to feel each other out, you're like, yeah, this is fine. But you're like,
that's ice cream. I hear you. Yeah, you can't lose.
Have you had Go Greek?
Sir, let me tell you a goddamn secret. My lady wanted to go, and I was like, I mean,
to go where? Greek?
But she wanted to go, and I was like, you know, classic dude. I was like, yeah, I'll go, but I'm not getting anything. I don't fucking like yogurt. Frozen yogurt? What am I, fucking a queen, bitch? So I went, and she was eating it. It looked scrumptious.
You didn't get anything?
Hold on. It looked scrumptious. And I go, baby, can I get a bite of that? Best thing I ever had in my life.
It's really good.
Dog, I went back in and got some. It was crazy. Yeah,
I gotta watch you go to more coffee or ice cream shops. It sounds like you're a mess in there. I ain't getting shit.
I am.
I'm too alpha for this. I got a six pack and a small dog.
I am.
Hey!
I think it's a small dong, which is also accurate.
Pull it out.
My dick?
I just need to see.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's aesthetically
so
pleasing.
Yeah. I wish it wasn't so harsh to just whip a dick out. Like, I wish it was more like.
It's our fault, though.
Yeah.
It's our fault that whipping a dick out's a problem. If we were more elegant about it, it would be fine.
Well, it's funny that you're looking at my skin right here, and it's normal. But, like, if I just slowly show more and more skin, it gets weirder and weirder.
But, dude, that's the nipple thing. It's like you literally can go on Instagram and go like this, and everything's fine.
Oh.
And then you go like this, and everyone's like, oh, my God, Christianity. Like, it's really crazy.
Instagram guidelines are
hilarious.
Free the
nipple.
Oh, like Riley Reid, who great woman on our podcast, the best. She's posted like wearing a fishnet, and Instagram's like, that's a t-shirt. And I say the word fuck in a stand-up clip, and they're like, go to hell.
Oh, I know.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Goddamn.
So, Jack, you're
Jack,
up in the draft.
Chat.
All right, my fourth pick. I think I'm going popular here. I'm going Swedish fish.
Wait, Swedish fish?
Hold on. Swedish fish.
Yep.
You're going Swedish fish?
Everyone loves Swedish fish. I've never met anyone who doesn't.
Well, you met me.
Well,
they're garbage.
Dumb.
You're
garbage. That's insane.
They're absolute garbage.
This makes sense.
They're like poor people gushers.
Well,
they're gross.
Yeah.
They are good.
They're
good.
Not. They're not good.
Yeah, they're not good.
Every time I think about
Thank
it, I go,
you.
This is a nice juicy candle.
It. Yeah, exactly.
No.
The wax on the outside is a little interesting.
Everything about them is interesting. Like, honestly, me eating those Swedish fish makes me hate Sweden as a country.
All right.
Okay. I mean, this is...
Are you up?
I'm up.
Gabe, hit it.
I'm feeling not great about all of these options left. I'm going off board here. They're hard to get. Sometimes I order them on Amazon for way too much money. I'm going to go...
heroin.
large... what do they call them? The giant sour chewy nerds. You guys tried these?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Bring them up, please.
Giant sour chewy nerds. Giant sour chewy nerds.
You know what's funny? We're searching candy the same way we search porn. It's buzzwords. Giant sour, big, chewy candy. I've seen those.
They are.
I have seen those.
No, I don't like those.
Phenomenal.
No, they're the reverse, like nerd gummy, like nerds clusters. Those are good. Yeah, I take back everything I said. Those are good.
Yeah. What's weird is they only seem to sell the regular yellow bag in stores now. I can't find the green ones anywhere. I have to order them on Amazon.
You know, is
on Amazon?
Yes.
The only ones I've ever seen are the The fucking red
clusters?
Ones.
Yeah, the clusters. Yeah.
Clusters are pretty damn good.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's right. That's my pick there.
All right.
For round four.
Time to fucking get another steal. Can't believe it's still on the board. Really gonna run it home. Arrowhead Bites. Have you had those?
Wow.
They are so goddamn good.
So this is the dumbest question I've ever asked. It's just Airheads cut into little circles?
No, so the inside is Airhead, like, material. What the fuck am I trying to say?
Yeah.
Feeling, then the outside is, like, lightly coated, crunchy. So it's got, like, a little
I think I might be out.
Well, I didn't ask.
Well, now I'm telling you. I'm out.
Oh, this is my team.
Yeah. I mean, dude, my team would dunk on your team all fucking day.
Okay, you can get your little WNBA-ass team out of here.
You went round one cookies and cream Hershey's, dude. A fucking guy in jail had one candy option wouldn't choose that.
That was my brawny pick. You know, it's like, you're
paper
great.
Paper towel?
No. It's like, dude, we know you're great. I just want you on the team. I know you would be in either round, but I want you on the team.
That would have went second round. That would have went undrafted.
You think? Yeah. Would any of you guys drafted that?
No.
Sure.
Really?
No.
That wouldn't been. That literally wouldn't have played for the LA Sparks.
All right, Trev, you have another pick.
Oh, final snake round. Bitch. Turn right. Let me see more. Okay, what do we got here?
What do we got here?
You know what oddly sucks? Haribo gummy bears. Every time I chew on them, I go, why do I like these?
I actually love them.
What? But you don't like Swedish fish?
Swedish fish.
That's crazy.
This is really going to piss a lot of people off.
I think my next pick is going to piss people off unless you pick it.
I think I'm going to pick it.
Go ahead.
The Ferrero Rochers. Rochers?
No. I've never had those and never will.
Dude, that's a luxury. I don't even know if I like those, but that's a bad bitch. That's a hot looking.
They are good.
They good for real?
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm picking that off clout because I think before games, he would walk out with a good outfit on. All gold.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that's a flex. That's a flex pick. That's my Russell Westbrook.
Look at you knowing sports. It's your second sports reference in like three sentences.
Yeah, I'll be talking.
All right, my final pick. I'm going off board again. I'm going those the butterscotches that just no one sells them. Fuck? Just your grandma happens to have them sometimes.
Like the Werther's ones?
Yeah.
That's a man in pain right there.
A good butterscotch?
It's
wrapped
good,
in a
sure.
little cellophane?
Cellophane.
I hear you, but you pick, it's your team.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, man.
They do like kind of like
yuck.
In the most pause way ever, they kind of throw at the coat. they throw it,
Dude, getting fucking head with Werther's in your mouth, you know that woman's over 80.
what would you call that? Getting head with a Werther's in the mouth.
Original.
I do like the little dimple in it. You can kind of tongue it down.
I do like that.
All right, my last pick. He's a grizzled veteran. He's going to keep the team together. He's going to be the captain. He's been around a long time. Peach rings.
Okay.
Peach rings are unbelievable.
I really thought you were going to say Almond Joys, and I was going to have to throw you into a moving bus that was on fire.
Okay.
Peach rings are pretty fucking good.
Yeah, they're delicious.
They sneak up on you.
Yeah. They don't.
I like to put my tongue through them.
I was just going
to
say that.
I like to put my tongue through them until they right before they're about to break and I stop.
They might be the oldest candy.
Edge the peach rings.
Yeah.
Peach rings are really fucking good.
They're really good.
That's a respectful play right there.
Yeah.
What happened to the one above it? Where'd that one go?
He's so upset.
Who got undrafted?
The assignability issues. All right, Michael, last pick.
All right, I think everyone's going to fucking flip out.
If you do Payday, I really
not like Payday. It's too much of that.
But are you going down that same route? Don't say it.
I'm not.
Is it yellow?
I don't know. I need to gather my pick.
We're going live down to Los Angeles. Michael Blaustein with the final pick of the candy draft.
I'm going really off book and people might hate me.
They already do. The pick is in.
So
welcome back to K95.7.
My
Taylor
wife
Swift.
Left me and I don't even know my sexuality.
This is going to be insane.
It's not.
It's going to be stupid. It's going to be like a baby bottle pop. Some dumb shit.
No.
Oh, dude, it's going to be a foot candy.
So there. No.
They have those.
So there is. No one hate me. There's matcha Kit Kats. And they're un fucking believable. And when I say matcha, I might mean green tea. I don't remember, but they come from Japan.
Yeah, I think it's the green tea one.
I've seen those. Honestly, I don't hate those as much as I thought.
They're fucking unbelievable.
I'm actually with that pick.
Can I see? Those. Dude.
Yeah, man.
They're crazy good.
I mean, that's your overseas pick right there. That's a good pick.
Oh, you're right.
that's my
international pick.
That's a good, like, you know, like, dude, the best. I was watching the draft this year. The best dudes, like, oh, Russia, boom.
Yeah.
Not boom, but you know what I mean. Like, like good pick.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of French guys went this year. 19-year-old French guy.
It's awesome.
It's, dude, can you imagine being 19 and being that cool? Where's my American head? I mean, dude.
Do you think head feels different in different languages?
Yes, of course. Of course it's all different. It's all different. Yeah, je m'appelle, head's different.
Do you think different languages use more tongues, so it's like a stronger tongue?
100%. 100%.
Because like in Hebrews, a lot of the R's are like some thicker. Like
yeah. And you ever got a fucking Jewish head? Holy shit. Holy shit. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Shabbat shalom.
I mean, I don't even care they killed Jesus. I mean, that head is crazy, dude.
What a start and a finish to the end of the episode. Wow. Wow.
All right. How do we feel about this? I actually feel stupendous about my team.
Let me see my team.
Yeah, I feel good about mine.
Electric.
Now, if you guys had a gun and one bullet, which one of these left over would you shoot?
A gun and one bullet?
Yeah, it's easy. I'm either here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make Payday and Almond Joy rock, paper, scissors for who gets glocked. Because the loser's getting glocked. Because I could live a life without either of them.
What's that game that you put one bullet? Right, yeah, you play. Make them play Russian
roulette. Do they actually do that?
Yes, sir. here's something crazy that everyone's going to, it's literally going to rile everyone up. If I had to pick anything on, pick any candy? No. To pick next? Wait, I would pick Almond Joy.
To pick, like, to add to your draft?
If I was secluded to this,
yeah,
I would pick
you
Almond Joy.
You strike me as an Almond Joy guy. You say you like lemon grass. Yeah, that's my dad's favorite candy is Almond Joy. Wow. He would steal them through my Halloween candy. I bet. Your dad, all right, cool.
Your dad, that's a crazy get for your dad. I bet you my dad's draft is probably, he jerks off at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be a
he
little
He left the
insane.
Family.
He did.
To go get a candy bar.
He won't even pick up my phone call. Let's see if he'll pick up my phone
call. You can call him right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Call him. Sorry.
It's fine. Yeah. So we had a draft, a candy draft, and we would like to know your top five. Can you hit us off with your top five?
Okay. All right. First of all, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, by fucking far and away, it's okay. Like my number one, two, and three, but I can only do one. Okay, fine. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups by far.
Yeah, yeah.
Number two, Reese's Pieces.
I mean, you just want to make love to Reese's. Reese's Pieces is great.
Bro, loves peanut butter.
It's a dropping from Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, but it's still peanut butter and chocolate. Okay?
The dropping? Okay.
Number three, Twix. Love
Twix. Twix are unbelievable.
Okay.
Yeah, Twix, unbelievable. Number four... four and five, Milky Way and Nestle's Crunch.
Nestle.
Are four, five, five, four, whatever it is. But both of them are really, really good. I almost want to go with Nestle's Crunch 4 and Milky Way 5. And Snickers is a 6, but yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So this Nestle Crunch is insane. Like anyone else in this room are enjoying Nestle Crunch?
I mean,
at a movie theater, bunch of Crunch.
Crunch is amazing.
Oh, bunch of Crunch is better.
Bunch of Crunch,
but
bunch of Crunch walks so nerds clusters could run.
Wow.
Ask your brother. Like, is Crunch like maybe like their generation had Willy Wonka? Like, it was so much more popular. Like, is it like you know what I mean? Because wasn't that what they would get the golden ticket in?
Yeah, Dad, that's a great question. So back in your day, was Nestle Crunch like a big candy
back
bar?
In my day.
But you know what I mean? Well, was Nestle's, it a big candy bar?
Nestle's Crunch, they had the same kind of advertising that Hershey's had.
Oh shit. You know, wow.
Hershey's was always like number one, and Nestle's Crunch was always like number two.
Wow.
But I always liked Nestle's Crunch better because it had the Rice Krispies in it, which I really liked.
Okay. And final question. All these are great. Final question. What is your favorite thing to spread on a woman and eat off of?
Well, you saw my second thing. You put peanut butter on anybody under 40, foreplay is an option.
Peanut butter?
What do you mean? No, hold on. Did I tell you this in college? I put peanut butter and jelly on a girl on the girl's cooter and ate it off.
No.
Yes.
That's a great idea. I haven't done that.
Some smuckers right there.
Wait, why do they have to be under 40?
Why do they have to be under 40?
Too old, it gets in the creases.
Peanut butter and the dicks and had their dogs lick it off. Now that's gross.
Hold on, what did you just say?
I said I know a couple guys that used to put peanut butter on their penis and let their dogs lick it off.
Right, are they in jail? Just say yes.
No,
okay.
But they're my friends, so that speaks for itself.
Great. Can I ask you this though? You said anybody under 40 would enjoy that. Why is that?
No, I would enjoy it. Forget that.
Oh, I understand. Well,
I'm not putting peanut butter on anybody over 40 because it doesn't matter after 40. It's you know,
it all tastes the same.
It's gone.
Gone. Okay.
Whatever it is gone.
I don't know. All right, Dad. We really, really appreciate it. We wanted to get your take on your top candy.
Edit me out.
You're not going to get it out. I love you.
Goodbye,
call
sir.
Later.
Goodbye.
Bye. I love you. Bye.
God damn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Goddamn.
I didn't realize we could put peanut butter cooter on the draft. That would have gone first round.
Oh, like a woman being a candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very dad answer. That's exactly what I think he would hand out on Halloween. It's like you put your hand.
Yes.
It seems like just the generic like Hershey's bag. You know, probably a good bar in there or something.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, the variety pack or whatever.
All those are like, oh, they're all in the same kind of realm.
Can I ask you this really quickly? How do you feel about just straight Hershey's chocolate?
I don't mind it.
Like the bar.
You know what the best shit is?
Huh?
The Ghirardelli, those little squares. They got them bitches with little like caramel in it.
Dude,
the bark ones around the holidays. Bark, bitch. The peppermint ones.
Yeah, the peppermint ones are, I'm going to take that back. The caramel ones are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because it has just the perfect amount of
and
caramel.
They, like, drip out like a little piece of cheese.
Oh, God.
Nut in a cup.
Unbelievable. So is there like a top five like on the internet, like what is supposed to be top five?
Yeah, so the internet's most popular candies, it's pretty regular, right? Reese's Peanut Butter, Snickers, Skittles, yep. Sour Patch Kids, but coming in at number five is candy corn.
There's no way that any American, like a red-blooded American, likes candy corn.
Yeah, it does feel like a government candy. They're like, we like candy corn. Says who?
Yeah.
The world.
It's like a scarecrow's cum. It's fucking like horrendous.
It's like how Drake is always in everybody's Spotify's top five. I love Drake. I'm a big Drake fan.
Me too.
Kiki, best rapper alive. Best artist alive. Best human alive. But there's a lot of people who are like, I listened to one Drake song this year. Why is he my number two on Spotify?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's candy corn.
It's a government plant?
Candy corn's a government industry plant.
Industry plant.
That's Isn't that funny? You have success and people are like, you're not, you didn't
the
get
industry
this.
Did it.
The industry. The industry doesn't give a fuck about anybody. I don't know if you've heard about the industry. They don't give a shit.
Who is the industry? You know what my favorite thing is? When people go, the government. Who's the government? Is it CIA?
It's like FBI? A good cop out. You're like, goddamn government.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to start doing that with more random shit. Like, goddamn Seahawks.
Are they still a team?
Yeah.
Who's on the, can you name one Seahawks player?
Russell.
He's not there anymore.
Brand.
He is a comedian.
Literally
none.
No, I can't, but.
Can you, Jack?
Yeah, DJ Metcalf.
No.
He's a dog.
No.
No, he's a person. Wow. All right. Candy corn's crazy.
Well, guys, it's time for Sock Talk.
Oh,
we have a submission today from, they want to stay anonymous. We're going to give him a fake name. This is from Brandon. Okay.
They say, my girlfriend and I broke up about a month ago. Yep. We ended on really good terms, though, so we would still talk on the phone sometimes. Anyway, we were talking, and the conversation ended in a place where I told her that I would still pay to smash. Needless to say, now I pay her $1,000 for anal, and I pay her $600 for regular sex. We meet once a week and have agreed to do this until one of us meets someone else.
Hold on.
These are higher than gas prices. That is insane. You got ass prices.
Bro, it's insane.
$1,000 for anal?
Bro, can you it's like staying in a Marriott for free for a year, and then all of a sudden you need to stay in there again. They go, cool, $1,000. You're like, I've been staying here for free.
Yeah.
Hold on. How did he get that price like that?
I mean, dude, the first time
The
first time I would nut, I would be like, okay, this is not worth it. I just overdrafted doing anal. But also, just be like, let's just get back together and it's free again. I don't know. What do you? I mean, that's crazy. Every week he's losing $600. So what is he spending in a year?
I mean, dude, let's
do half the time it is anal, half the time he does regular.
So what is that? $3,200.
$3,200
a month.
$3,200 a month.
Okay.
Times 12. 60.
So 32,000 plus 6,400.
6,400 a year?
No, 6,400 plus 32,000.
Wait. Hold on. We have calculators.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. So the average between 600 and 1,000 is 800? Is that right? If you're trying to figure out if they're doing
well, it's 1,000, 1,000 plus 1,200. So it's $3,200 a month.
Oh, right.
So 3,200 times 12.
Yes.
Right? The math in this is actually crazy. $38,400.
Yeah.
Why did that take so much to say?
Because it's, I know what was happening there. I can't talk either.
$38,400.
You were doing dollars before the 400.
Yeah, that's why.
God, maybe I should pay for some fucking anal. I mean, $38,000 a year.
My man's playing a Nissan Maxima for some tail already had.
Like, good car.
Yeah, it's a good car.
What the fuck?
I mean, here's the thing, though. I think there might be a world where, like, it makes it hotter for them because he's, like, paying for it. You know what I mean? It's like a little more scandalous.
No, I'm so far out.
No,
I mean,
I'm
here's
out.
The thing. I'm such a Jewish man. I'd finger her and be like, that was $180. Mm. You want two fingers? That's $350.
Oh.
You want me to spit on that thing? You want me to hot tone on that thing? $500.
It's reversed. She's asking you for money.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
I'm going to come back.
Oh.
Yeah, this isn't all, like, he only pipes down, but, like, what if she wants a little, like, oh, go down to me. Oh, okay, cool. Get out your checkbook.
If you were a prostitute, how much do you think you could charge?
$3,000.
Okay.
Why were you about to laugh?
I wasn't.
$3,000.
But would he be a prostitute still Trevor Wallace? Like, would people have
No. Take all the allure out. It's just you.
Yeah, $3,000. I didn't say what I was doing with that. $3,000 for a year. Mm.
So one episode of you walk into a Marriott, she's there, she paid for you. How much would you feel comfortable charging based on what you're going to do performative wise?
$150.
Okay.
I feel like my dick game is definitely worth $150. It's the same price as my cameos. I can either sing you happy birthday or pipe you down. What do you want?
Happy birthday.
That lasts longer. What do you think?
For me?
Yeah, this is gonna be something stupid.
I hate this already.
He's gonna be like, well, she's gotta get fucking insurance on that pussy because she can't even walk the next day.
Does she want me to take my shirt off or not? Because that's an upcharge.
Leash or not. do you want me to fucking go full demon mode? What are you charging? One session.
If I'm giving my all?
No, you're fucking 30%. Yes!
My all?
You're all.
Numbing spray?
Whatever comes in the package. Sports edition. This is about to be stupid as hell.
One hour, right?
I don't know. How long do you last?
So let's say 1 hour. I would say $1,000. Is that crazy?
The problem is, I know you settled for that answer. I think you're at 1,500 in your head, and you're like, how do I seem more humble?
No, No. I wouldn't.
1,000?
Dude, 1,500 for an 1,000? Hour is crazy.
You got to stand on a phone book.
No, it depends on how tall they are.
1,000?
1,000 bucks. I'd wear like big boots.
Okay.
So I could be 5'10".
Common rates in affluent areas of California for male escorts are $200 to $300 per hour.
Wow. So that's affluent's like rich.
Yeah.
So I was underselling myself.
Dude, yeah. that still seems like a lot of money, or not a lot of money.
Well, right. I think men get paid a lot less. It's the way there's a wage gap for prostitutes, you know. But
men get less?
I would assume
so. Yeah, why don't we fight over that?
Yeah, why are we talking about that? Trump's America. I'm kidding. I don't know. But yeah.
So there is a wage gap. What is the wage gap? Is it, are we making 30 cents to every dollar they're making?
Well, ZipRecruiter literally has a page for professional male escorts, $17.85 an hour. Wait. Oh, yeah, because they're not actually working 8 hours a day. Yeah, the average is $18 an hour for a professional male escort.
Wait, you can...
$18 an hour?
Yeah.
What is that?
But you can work at McDonald's for more than that.
So if you last 10 minutes, what is that worth? What's that math?
I'm going to say $4.
18 divided by 60, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then add those times 10.
$3?
Wow. You're getting a DoorDash tip. Yeah. For fucking.
But you're also
not
piping.
Even two McChickens.
That's true. You're also piping. That's also true.
Yeah,
but you don't
know
what you're walking into.
Yeah.
And same thing for the lady. I mean, you're like a dude, like you're thinking, okay, like whatever, like 5-star hotel, going to the lobby, super nice. And you're thinking, you're hoping that it's some like just like hot businessman that's lonely. Chances are not. Chances are, married 64-year-old, super overweight dude.
And he brought the peanut butter.
Exactly. He's got big sausage fingers. He's throwing them things in you.
Wow. It's $1,000. Not much better for women. Actually, it's worse.
No.
There's no way that ZipRecruiter has good data on this.
Yeah, nobody at ZipRecruiter
is saying
women
make $16.75 an hour as an escort.
No.
Like a Ford escort? I'm crushing. That's wild. Gabe, how much are you charging?
$50.
Jack?
Yeah, free.
Yeah, I'm doing task rabbit prices. You said free?
Yeah.
Yeah. Surge pricing, you know.
Guys, funny for no surge. One's got any confidence in their cock
no.
game.
It depends. If I take a blue chew before, I'll round up to 400.
I think 400 is a respectable number.
It is, but I think if I was paying that much and they weren't delivering that much, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I mean, that's also, when I said that number that I said, it's like, bro, that puts so much pressure on you.
Yeah.
Like $1,000, if you don't deliver $1,000, like I walk in the room and the girl goes, what?
Yeah.
It's like, then you take your, like if I'm charging $1,000 and I'm taking my pants off, they're going to be upset. Like if I'm charging $1,000, I need to come with like a 9-inch cock minimum.
You just need to have a tool bag of like toys.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm coming.
You can't
show
up with your own dick and charge $1,000.
No. Yeah. I have a tool belt
like a
of dildos.
A hibachi cart next to the bed. Be like, these are the tricks I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of a sick idea. Yeah, show up table side. You flipping dildos in the air.
Table side orgasms.
That's great.
Guys, it's time to do a secret sock. Anonymous submission. You want to do this? This person wrote in and said. You guys were talking about stupid wedding stuff. I have a wedding story that's pretty top tier. The morning of the wedding, aka 1 a.m., the groom somehow managed to shoot himself in the foot. He went to the ER, had emergency surgery to remove the bullet, and still managed to walk down the aisle that afternoon. I've never been a part of a more chaotic wedding in my life.
He shot himself in the foot?
Yeah, 1 a.m. the night before his wedding.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like, on purpose? He's like, I don't want to marry Margaret.
Oh, like he's trying to avoid the draft.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I will say he took something that could have been really embarrassing and everybody hated to turning into the goddamn man. Because had he not walked down, they'd be like, this piece of shit. But the fact that he's like walking with a bullet in his foot, they're like, that's an American, right? My buddy got married and he had a broken leg and he just didn't, like, he just walked on it.
Wow.
And just had the pain. He walked like an old war veteran father and just walked down with a single tear in his eye. And then everyone's like, this guy's got a broken foot. So to that, now he took over the show. Yeah. They're like, and now the bride will walk down. They're like, yeah, no bull in her feet. Don't care. Bring out Keith.
It's also like a great excuse. You don't ever listen to me. I walked down the aisle with a bullet in my foot. And then she goes, you did it. And you go, that's not the point.
Yeah. And you can cry at your wedding.
Yeah.
You're so beautiful. You're like, I do. crying because he's a bull in this one.
Yeah, 100%. Opiates coming out of his eyes.
What do you think the odds are that he was hammered?
100,000%.
Yeah.
Also, he like did what like the most hack saying ever is.
Break your
shoot,
leg.
Shoot yourself in the foot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it's like, he like, yeah, it's kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you walking around with a bull in your foot?
Yeah, because I'd rather.
You have to.
Yeah, because, dude, the months after of hearing your wife being like, you fucking dumbass, Jeremy.
Yeah.
You already walk all over this house with your stupid dirty shoes. And now you walk down the aisle with a bullet in it.
I would make my friend say that he did it.
Yeah, I would also have the priest who's the
yeah, priest,
the director.
Minister, yeah,
so I would also be like, guys, standing ovation. My man has a bullet in the foot. Like, just yeah. So people know.
Yeah.
So when I'm standing up there, like wobbling over, I'm getting some sympathy.
Also,
head.
Like, it really undercuts it though because you did it. Like, you're idiot, drunk, 19 fireball shots in, shot yourself with a 9, your own 9. In your foot.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Like, so no one's getting an applause break. You did it. That's what I'm saying.
I'm lying, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Theo did it.
Yeah, I'm saying the bear was running up, then I...
Yeah. Not that I was fucking throwing around.
That's true.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Guys, our Patreon, I know we talk about every episode, but Michael literally risked his career in the last 10 minutes of the last Patreon. Just play this real quick.
Dude, this is fucking America. I can't find
that. Every week, Michael yells something, and a lot of times I yell something.
Yeah,
and that's
I don't say anything wrong with that, by the way.
Still, you've had a week to think, more than a week to think about your actions, and you're still standing on that bridge.
I don't know. No comment.
Patreon.com/stiffsockspod or on Apple Plus. You go to your podcast app where you listen on Apple, right up top. You can actually listen to it for free for a month.
There you go.
$4.99, $5 a month. $4.99 for Apple, $5 a month for Patreon. Patreon, you get the video and the audio.
And the Discord.
And the Discord. Apple, you get the audio. Save a cent.
There you go. Guys, go do it.
God damn.
Great job,
that
guys.
That was a podcast. Nobody shot themselves in the foot.
Way to go.
With your draft.
Huh?
You did with your draft.
Oh, fuck.
What the hell did you say to me?
First round Hershey's cookies and cream.
And I stand by that.
You can't. If you stand by that, shoot yourself in the foot and don't stand by
it. No, who did Philly just get? Who's your man?
Who did Philly just get? Paul George.
Jared McCain.
That's my pick right there.
All right.
Talk all your shit you want, but Hershey's, that's about to pop off.
Jared McCain.
About to do a triple-double on your ass.
I've never had it before. Is it really good?
So good. You never had it?
Uh-uh.
You of all people, you're a little freak ass would like it.
Really?
Dude. White chocolate with little crunchy, like Oreo pieces.
White chocolate's underrated, to be honest.
White chocolate is good.
What makes it white? Say something horrible.
I don't know. It's a great question. We'll figure that out next week on Stiff Socks Podcast.
All right, guys, that's it. We love you, man. Till next Wednesday, come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Boss on our tour. And yeah, you know, I got a big old dick. No, I don't. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.